King Solomon's Mine by H. Rider Haggard. Read by Toby Stevens.
Introduction. Now that this book is printed and about to be given to the world, the sense of its shortcomings, both in style and contents, weigh very heavily upon me. As regards the latter, I can only say that it does not pretend to be a full account of everything we did and saw. There are many things connected with our journey into Kakwana land which I should have liked to dwell upon at length, and which have, as it is, been scarcely alluded to. Amongst these are the curious legends which I collected about the chain armour that saved us from destruction in the great Battle of Loo, and also about the Silent Ones, or Colossi, at the mouth of the Stalactite Cave. Again, if I had given way to my own impulses, I should have liked to go into the differences, some of which are to my mind very suggestive, between the Zulu and Kakwana dialects. Also a few pages might profitably have been given up to the consideration of the indigenous flora and fauna of Kakwana land. Then there remains the most interesting subject, that, as it is, has only been incidentally alluded to, of the magnificent system of military organization in force in that country, which is, in my opinion, much superior to that inaugurated by Chaka in the Zululand, inasmuch as it permits of even more rapid mobilization, and does not necessitate the employment of the pernicious system of forced celibacy. And, lastly, I have scarcely touched on the domestic and family customs of the Kakwanas, many of which are exceedingly quaint, or on their proficiency in the art of smelting and welding metals. This last they carry to considerable perfection, of which a good example is to be seen in their...